Despite a statewide teacher shortage, the Haines School is fully staffed for the year. The school hired an assistant principal, a new cook, and 9 new teachers.
And so this whole area, this front entrance, and everything over that way was part of a new school construction. And
Principal Lily Boron is helping them get familiarized with their new workplace. Almost half the certified teachers this year are new hires.
It can seem a little overwhelming, but truthfully, I'm excited about it. We're bringing a lot of experience into our school district, and I have this vision of just opening the windows and letting some fresh air in.
Boron says she tries to see the town and the school with new eyes.
You have to change your perspective and say, okay, when I walk in this building, what don't I know? And so it's everything. We just got finished driving them around town, just kind of drove them around the community so they can orient themselves and just appreciate the beauty and just all the opportunities that we have in this community.
Katie Polsen is the new high school math teacher. She spent the last 11 years teaching in Shaktulik, a small village near Nome that has about the same number of residents as the Haines School has students.
I'm looking forward to getting to know everyone and going on this journey through mathematics together.
Polsen says her largest class will be 17 students, almost twice as large as at her previous job. She says she enjoyed seeing the technology that is available in the classroom.
The internet is a lot faster here than it was up in Shaktulik.
Stoyanka Lynch is the new K-4 music teacher. She is the only new teacher to have lived in Haines, where she grew up.
I have taught personally. I've taught piano lessons for the last 7 or 8 years, ages ranging from 5 all the way up to 16.
Lynch says that she looks forward to practicing with students for the winter and spring concerts. She plans on making her class a playful place and meeting the students where they are.
So say we are wanting to do a group project or game and somebody's not feeling it. We have this plug-in drum set that kids can just bang as hard as they want and just to get that energy. And when they're ready to come back, they're ready to come back and join.
Zach Tourville is the new high school science teacher. He has taught for more than 25 years. He began his career in California and went to graduate school in Fairbanks. He then taught a physics lab class at UAF. He says going back to school humbled him.
All of a sudden, I had the experience of struggling in class, which growing up I didn't. The math and science was really easy for me, but I now know what it's like to be a student who's struggling in class and really frustrated with it. So I have much more empathy for my students now.
Jens and Mindy Jacobson moved to Haines from Minnesota. Mindy is the new middle school science teacher, and her husband, Jens, is the new assistant principal.
First and foremost, just kind of helping students what they may need, whatever that may be. I'm also going to be helping with the federal programs management side of things. And I'm also going to be the district test coordinator.
All staff and students will enjoy the cuisine of Ryan Parker, the newly hired cook. Parker was the owner and chef of a popular local restaurant, Raven's Cafe. Class starts next Tuesday morning at 8:25. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePermanil.